Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys are live.
He's hitting 96. It is a 244 average against, but a 330 expected average on the fastball. So you got to do stuff with your other pitches. His split finger is devastating. It barely gets hit. It's a 118 average with a 130 expected and ginormous whiff rates on it. And his slider is actually doing okay. It's actually getting some whiffs. It doesn't have any real batting average against right now, but he's over 50% on the fastball, and that thing is kind of getting banged around right now. So it's really going to be about like how he can throw, you know, these split fingers for strikes, because here's the other thing, 88% zone contact percentage against him. So it's like when he is throwing strikes, which is probably primary fastball, he's getting beat. He's getting banged. And I don't know when that is going to change right now, because there's just weird extension stuff. It's pretty mediocre, man. I'm not into him. He's not a buy to me. I had no interest this year. It's a dynasty play, but things are not great right now. But I think there's plenty of time to rework a lot of this, especially when you have a split finger like that.
Let's see. Next three starts are really good. Is it sell or is it, okay, now he's adjusted, now he's starting to look good, let's ride? Are you selling or riding? If like the next three are much better than these first five.
To me, it's a sell. It's a sell off of him, because I think, I don't know what the innings you can press him in this season. There's been the injury stuff. There is kind of mediocre performance. That would be an opportunity where I am trying to get out from him again in redraft, not in dynasty. Not really trying to do that in dynasty.
I have some questions about the rest of the guys I put on this list. Like through four and five starts, we've seen Casey Mize has been great. 3-1, 24.1 innings pitched, 2.22 ERA, 0.95 whip. 7 walks, 18 strikeouts. Eovaldi has been outstanding. 2.64 ERA, 0.75 whip, 2 walks, 31 strikeouts in 30.2 innings. And Mackenzie Gore, another 13 strikeout performance the other day. 2-2, 3.41 ERA, 1.21 whip, 8 walks, 45 strikeouts.
Leads the league. He leads the league in strikeouts.
Leads the league in strikeouts. Mackenzie Gore has been incredible. Eovaldi's been putting these good starts together. You mentioned Casey Mize versus Zach Gallen. You know, are any of these guys a sell for you, or would you want to hold because what they're doing is looking real good right now?
Mackenzie Gore probably stands out as the guy to sell. I just don't think I am. You know, as I mentioned, he reworked the stuff. The fastball is actually getting hit. It's actually kind of surprising. It's over 300 batting average right now. The curveball expected batting average is down into the 120s. He's throwing the slider again, which is a big whiff pitch. He has 5 pitches thrown. Check this out. Of his 5 pitches, 4 have a 42 or higher percent whiff percentage against. He has 4 of 5 pitches that is 42 or higher on the whiff. Also, check this out. 3 of those 5 pitches have a 51 or higher K percentage The curve or the changeup is 44 and the fastball is 20. Those are elite strikeout potential. He's getting, I just think like 3.5 with 200 plus strikeouts is in tow for Mackenzie Gore. I just don't see why you would sell him. Eovaldi, I think, is just like a good core player. You know, you're going to get your wins. You're going to get solid outings. I don't believe the strikeouts.
He's a good buy. You're not going to get back what you invested in him because it was so cheap. Just ride it, right?
Yeah, Mize is the one. I mean, I was saying like Mize over Gallen earlier. I don't know. It's an interesting one. He's not really putting up big K numbers. His walks are kind of creeping back up. But also, it's an expected 181 batting average against. Like, no one's doing anything against him. And when you look at the expected numbers, they're just not great either. And I mean, I'm sorry, expected batting average against. So forcing fastball and split finger, he throws 59% of the time. 125 and 143 batting average against. The expected four-seam expected average is a little bit higher. It's in the 230s, but that's still not great. The slurve, the third pitch he throws, 286, but an expected 128. So he's just inducing, like, his pitch mix is really good. He's not inducing contact. Strikeouts are not there. Maybe Mize, you know, maybe if people go ballistic about Mize, former number one overall pick. I think I'm going to hold on all three of these guys, though.
Yeah, I think I am too. They just have started out so well. Cheap investment. You're getting a lot of really good stuff from them. A couple other guys I'm interested in your take on. Luis Ortiz, his last two starts, 10 and two-thirds, 5 hits, 3 earned, 5 walks, 18 strikeouts, 2.53 ERA, 0.75 whip. Andrew Abbott has only had 2 starts so far, but 11 innings pitched, 4 hits, 2 earned, 3 walks, 16 strikeouts. Tyler Anderson has been good through 4. Jake Irvin's last 2 starts, he has 15 strikeouts and only 1 walk and 2 earned runs. They were at Pittsburgh and at Colorado. That's an at Colorado game. So is there anyone that stands out of this group, these guys kind of coming on recently?
Andrew Abbott's kind of interesting to me. He's put up some, remember it was like 2 years ago, I think, in minor leagues. He put up some absurd, they had a different ball, but he put up some crazy K numbers. So he's got only 2 starts in, but it's a 40% K percentage, only 19% hard hit rate against, and it's a 1.64 ERA. Expected ERA is under 2 as well. But fastball velo is down quite a bit, and he's changing up his pitch mix. He is secondary changeup, and then he's going curve and sweeper. So he's his second most used pitch the previous year was the sweeper. That's down from 18% down to 9%. He's getting a bunch of whiffs right now. Batting average against, he's throwing strikes. Abbott to me is kind of interesting because of the crazy K numbers. I think Irvin is a fun one. I'm not into Ortiz. I don't think I'm super into Tyler Anderson. I think a lot of these guys all though are like hyper streamers though. That's where they kind of stand out to me.
Yeah, I don't think that there's anything enormous on any of them, but I do think they're putting it together and they're definitely interesting names right now for, you know, if you just need to rotate out that last pitcher spot.
Well, it's also interesting when we look at the pickups on my sheet, I've got some pitchers on there. Abbott would be a guy that could almost make it. The problem is I'm using like Yahoo percentages. There's still some really good pitchers we're going to talk about. Let's talk about last week on the hitting front. Your leaders, Cal Raleigh, Tatis, homers, 4 homers apiece. Cal Raleigh is still up there. Tatis, though, looks like the freaking man. Isn't it crazy seeing the bounce back of like Tatis and Carroll just at the tippy top of the league? And a lot of those first rounders are still kind of holding, but Tatis is on just an absolutely another plane. Cal Raleigh as well, always with the... Let me look at the batting average, because the batting average, we know the homers have always been there. 9 homers, but yeah, he's hitting 244. His expected batting average is better than his actual average. Would you go buy him as a top catcher right now? Would you overpay if you, like, I guess you can't do it in a 2. Even in a single catcher league, like, okay, from a rank perspective, we're going to do this in like a week or so. I'm going to give you my updated, we'll do this like once a month. I do rest of season ranks on Fantasy Pros. Do you think Cal Raleigh should be the number one catcher in fantasy?
I mean, I don't see why not. You know, he's hitting so well right now. We know the power has always been there. He's got 9 homers. Yeah, I mean, He's still only hitting 233. I don't think he's changed much from the guy that we know, but homers are coming in bunches right now. So yeah, I get it. Probably okay. Should be.
I think he's going to be there because it's like Adley's fine, but it's the counting stats output, which is going kind of berserko for Cal Raleigh. So I wonder if he belongs there. In the hits department, Judge and Hayes led the way. Austin Hayes. Number two was Kerry Carpenter, Gavin Lux. We got a ton of Austin Hayes last week. He's DHing, I think it was today, or he is later today. Austin Hayes has been, that's when we were looking at the lineups with Noelvi Marte.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You want to punch me right now, but you won't.
Why don't you punch me in the face? Punch me in the face!
Hey, Derek, you know what's always good for shoulder pain?
What?
If you lick my...
In this league.
429 average, 3 homers on the season right now. He's absolutely murderballing the ball. Hard hit numbers, barrel percentages are way up. He is benefiting from this ballpark. Do you think Austin Hayes is a must-own player?
I mean, it's hard to say must own with the Reds like roster situation like you laid out a little bit before, but I mean, he's as close to must own as they come, I feel like. So he's definitely a priority pickup for sure. Must own, I think, maybe overreaching a little bit, but he's been great. I want him. I'll say that for sure.
Yeah, you know, I got to tell you, I am actually looking at this. The consensus rank between him, I'm going to have to make an adjustment on my sheet because I just don't think I noticed this. His consensus roster percentage between Yahoo and ESPN, it's only 15%. Yahoo, it's 19%. Looking at my list, I'm going to make this adjustment on the fly. Actually, I'm going to ask you this real quick. Austin Hayes or Victor Scott? Victor Scott's been kind of coming down to earth a little bit. Which one?
I think I still want Victor Scott.
Sal Frelick or Austin Hayes?
I think I still want Sal Frelick.
I think what I'm going to do is Austin Hayes was not on this list. I'm going to put Hayes above Scott, but we're going to go under Frelick. And he is only, 17% on Yahoo. And that's going to knock off a guy on my sheet. And I hadn't even noticed that. So live adjustment. Austin Hayes has been going absolutely ballistic. Hitting profile looks great. I think he loves hitting in Great American. And he's getting like pretty solid points in the lineup. Things to watch for is this like overinflated? His actual zone contact percentage is down and he's got a 474 BABIP. So like he's going to come back down to earth, but how much does this ballpark and this lineup protect him? So you don't want to go ballistic about it, but Austin Hayes has definitely been really good. Also, my love for Kerry Carpenter just continues. I think he got banged up yesterday, but he continues to just be a freaking monster for that Tigers team. 5 homers, 315 batting average. He's a strong side platoon guy, but he is getting at bats versus lefties. I don't even think I noticed that this year. 2 of his homers have come against lefties. He's not all primary right. This is a great sign for him. Lower K percentage, 283 expected batting average off of 315. I'm a buy on Kerry Carpenter.
For sure. He's been outstanding. Yeah. Kerry Carpenter is definitely a must own.
Can't make the sheet though. 69% nice on Yahoo. Big hits. Runs, Tatis and Harper. 9 for Tatis, 8 for Harper in the past week. That's pretty normal. RBIs, 10. Torkelson led the way. Carroll and Harper had 9. Hayes, Hoskins, Soderstrom, and Soto had 8. Spencer Torkelson, Spencey Torkey, continues to roll. Do you think Torkelson deserves to move up that list? A fun thing we'll do in that week or so when I do my rest of season ranks, like figuring out like where do you put Torkelson? Do you think Torkelson is a top 15 first baseman right now?
Rest of season. Do you know where he ranks right now? Just like I'm looking at Yahoo.
A first baseman?
Mm-hmm.
I would guess, I mean, it's probably 2, but I'm going to guess
it's
like
2.
Okay, yeah. It's Soderstrom is 1 and he's 2.
Soderstrom is 1, he's 2. Alonso is 3. And then Josh Naylor and Bryce Harper, 20 and 22. So, I mean, 288, 17 runs, 21 RBI. He has 1 swipe and 7 bombs already. He is just, I mean, this is the ultimate bounce back. And I'm glad I moved him up and drafted him in a couple spots before the season started.
You know what he's doing too? He's hitting both righties and lefties. 283 against righties, 296 against lefties. That is some consistent contact that a guy like him has to have. Strikeouts are still pretty high, but hard hit numbers are there. WOBA, expected batting average is around 260, 16% barrel. So he's like coming back to earth a tiny bit, but it all looks really good. And he has a 250 average or higher against the 3 major pitch types, off-speed, breaking, and fastball. All 250 or higher, but I will say breaking and off speed expected is 222 or lower. So we'll see like how he comes back down to earth, but his value is up there. Stolen bases, Terang with 5 and Ellie with 4. Did that count yesterday's output too?
I think so. I'm not 100% sure on those things yet. Actually, let me look at FanGraphs. Yes, it did.
I can even do last 7 days here on Fantasy Pros. And let's see if he's up there just with all. Yeah. Your he league, has 5.
Your league leader is O'Neill Cruz with 10 for the season. Terang has 8. PCA has 8. Tatis, Jimenez, Lou Bob, Ellie, Sal Frelick, and Victor Scott all have 7.
Good to see Ellie getting back into it. I want to see Carroll get more into it, though. I
he had 3. Against one the game, Marlins though. In one game.
Yeah, I'd rather have it. Like, I want to see spread out. I want to see him running aggressively more or just play the ace every game. Yeah, exactly. But Terang is up there. Terang having a very sneaky season on that average. Stolen base is kind of moving around the lineup. So love to see that. And then batting average, Gavin Lux last week, destroyer of worlds. He was up there with hits. 462 average. Judge was in the 440s. Kerry Carpenter, Hayes, Seager, and our boy Pavin. Haven getting on my list too of the pickups, the short side platoon guy you must own. Where did the sheet go? Lux or Pavin? Who would you rather have?
I think Lux right now, just because I don't know. It's really a coin flip. Honestly, it's what position do you need?
By the way, he's hitting 319 on the year. Has no homers, 1 stolen base, 9 runs, 9 RBIs. He's not like he's hitting a bunch, but he's not doing anything because he's lower in the lineup. I think.
I think there's a bunch of really good first basemen and outfielders right now. So
that's fair positional stuff. But yeah. Pavin should probably qualify an outfield in most spots.
Yeah, that's true. But there's a decent amount of overperforming outfielders, I feel like, too. Jung-Hoo Lee, Cedric Mullins, PCA is incredible.
But none of those guys are available.
Yeah. No, I'm just looking at overperformers and like, which position has more depth. I don't know, man. Honestly, it's a coin flip. It's Pavin for power. It's Lux if you need average. Let's go with that.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, the negative to Pavin is the platoon situation, but the positive is everything else. He hits in the middle of the lineup when he's there. There's huge run scores. He's a big power threat. Lux just doesn't, he doesn't hit in big RBI opportunities, but I could see it. I could see where people would like either one of those. So those are some of your big performers over the last week.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
In this league
is cooking.
Let's end this bad boy out with my sheet. So we'll go over some of the stuff on the sheet you can check out over on Patreon. We'll start with we'll go to the pickups and we'll end with some of the prospect stuff. On the pickup front, I have two areas. I've got 40% or under, and then I've got the deep pickups. So we will just talk about my top five on the pickups under 40. You can see the top 10 on the sheet, and then I'll give you a couple of the names on the unders. Number one, he's only 40% on Yahoo, so we're still talking about it. I know highly competitive leagues he's not. I just want to throw this out. Jonathan Aranda is number one on the list out there. I will say, with how crazy like a lot of analysts are going and talking about him, he's a little bit of a trade candidate for me too, if we're going into hyper crazy mode. But right now, 40% on Yahoo, which makes him less when you put on ESPN. If he's out there, he's the number one pickup.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people were talking about him. I feel like it was Jonathan Aranda and Davison De Los Santos like early in the offseason as who's your super deep league sleeper. And those two guys were the ones, obviously, De Los Santos sent back to the minors before the season started. But Aranda has been crushing it. Currently ranks 71 on Yahoo's list. 12 runs, 4 homers, 13 RBI, 355 average. He is easily your number one pickup if he's available. Yeah,
yeah,
40% is kind of crazy.
40% on Yahoo. It may be like, I mean, I ran this this morning.
Yeah, by the way, 60% right now
on Yahoo.
Yeah.
Okay.
20% in 24 hours.
So here's something that could have happened too. Fantasy Pros, their stat scraper they have, I don't know if it runs or when it runs 24 hours. I think over the last, like, I think waiver period could have maybe affected some of this because it shows 40% as of this morning. So I don't know if they've scraped all that. So
that could have been just waivers processing this morning too.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah. Number two, Jacob Wilson, 39%. I think he's in that range. Me and Joe had this conversation of like Kyren Paris versus Jacob Wilson. I'd actually had it a long time ago, even before I had to defend Kyren Paris, saying that, listen, I think Jacob Wilson, probably the better long-term guy, especially in that ballpark. I think he is in the like must own territory for batting average if the homers keep peaking, but you do know he doesn't steal bases and he doesn't have a lot of homer potential. So it's a little empty-ish, but I just think he's been hitting. He really shouldn't be sitting out on a ton of wires. So he is number two. Do you think Aranda and him belong in that range?
I definitely think so. 354. I know he doesn't hit a bunch of homers, but that ballpark will give him some. And he is still 41% roster on Yahoo. So go get him.
My top pitcher under 40 right now, I'm going with Wisniewski. I know this is messy because it was like, you know, like Logan Henderson just got called up and was amazing, but I think he got optioned just a little bit ago as well. And the percentages might mess with it, but I still like the strikeout potential of Wisniewski. So he was number three. Number four, I am higher on Pavin than you, apparently. He's 20% owned on Yahoo, probably a little bit higher. I just think he needs to be up there because it's outfield and first base. He's hitting like crazy. He's getting those at-bats.
Middle of the lineup, too.
Middle of the freaking lineup. I think he's number four. And then number five might surprise you. I put Emilio Pagan on there because he's still a lesser owned relief pitcher, 36%. I don't know if Alexis Diaz is still the guy. I don't know if I'm dumping Fab a ton on Pagan, but I just think he should be owned since he's not in a lot of places. for the top end guys. And that does leave some other big names on the rest of the 10, which you can check out there. But what do you think about the Pagan one?
I'm not really with it. I he blew his first opportunity the other day, right? Like, or one of his opportunities the other day. I think Alexis Diaz is more about, let's see what he has, you know, when he comes back before just throwing him right in this role. And I think Diaz will get it back. So Pagan is fine. I don't think I would have him this high on the list. Like, you have a couple guys below him, I feel like I'd move up.
Yeah, and that might be the case. By the way, it's funny. I just realized I had Austin Hayes in my 15% and under list, but, you know, he updated and he's a little bit higher, so I just made that change. You can check out those guys. I just think in the speculative save market, we're pretty low on guys. Like, if Bednar is still out there after being called up, like, I'd pick up Bednar, but I just don't think there's a ton. There is a world where Pagan continues to get saves. It's just not guaranteed. In the 15% or under range, number one, I still got Cameron Meisner. He's like 14% on Yahoo, even though Chandler Simpson comes up. I kind of feel like Mangum is the fourth outfielder or the guy that gets kind of binged. So I still really like him. Also on this list, Matt Mervis, who we had talked about, 6% ownership, hits in the middle of the lineup with big power. And I threw this out here, as I said at the top.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, fellas, here's how it works. $15 for
it. In this league.
What's this?
In this league.
If you have to ask, big man, you can't afford it.
That's $4.
This is the Fantasy Baseball Prospect Podcast. This is Prospect One. Hello, friends. I'm your host, Chris Welsh, who you can find on Twitter, Instagram, at IsItTheWelsh, and at InThisLeague.com. As always, Prospect Top 500, Dynasty Top 400, Prospect ADP, all of that at InThisLeague.com with updates maybe right around when this show is airing. Crazy week. Actually, I ended up losing a day or two, so I will be on the road in a hotel getting you the final update. So that should be up for our April edition. Very excited to get that going. Lots of crazy things going around the prospect world. So be on the lookout for that. You can also check out the community I've got over at InThisLeague.com with our GroupMe rooms. It's kind of like Discord. Would love to have you. And at the end of the day, you are supporting Prospect One. So thank you. And supporting me with what I do. So thank you for doing that. InThisLeague.com. You can sign up today. And today on the episode is Chris Blessing. We are doing some live looks, more live looks as much as we can, and we are going to be picking his brain on some players that he has seen live. I will give you a little bit of a pre-warning. It's a bit White Sox kind of heavy at the top, as we're going to be talking about some of the top pitchers, Brady Montgomery, Caleb Bonnaber. So, I mean, this is top system, so we're going to be talking about some of those guys as well as kind of some who'd you rathers. Zaire Hope is on the docket, the Diamondbacks outfielders, and a few more. Should be a very good conversation, lots of live look type of things. So Chris Blessing from Baseball HQ joining me on this Prospect One this week. Things are getting very interesting in the minor league streets. We're getting a little bit more on the sample sizes, which is great. We've also got rookie ball looming next week. I'm going to do something for rookie ball starting up. I'll also be on James Anderson's RotoWire podcast, but we're going to look and preview what the, as the rosters are kind of finalizing themselves, but, you know, getting almost a full month in of minor league ball is just really helping kind of identifying the changes that we want to make on some of the ranks. We're also seeing some graduations, players going up as well. Nick Kurtz, congratulations. That was one that, you know, of all the beginning of the year changes of like being careful of not going too crazy, making sure that you're, you know, jumping on opportunities as players go up. But really, a lot of prospect rankers are just like, all right, let's not go berserko and be a prisoner of the moment. The one prisoner of the moment guy was Nick Kurtz. You're like, oh, he got the most aggressive assignment. He is the hottest minor leaguer in all the land. He is meeting every single test, the eye test, the stats sheet test. So much so that the team also started moving some of their stars to make sure you had room for him. And then he gets the call up and they're going to play him every day. He's not going to be in like a platoon situation. So Nick Kurtz is definitely, I would say from like a significance factor, one of the highest risers. And we kind of made that change right off the top, especially from redraft and everything. But congrats to him.
You know, I got to see him in the AFL, got to see him a little bit during spring training, and we're already there. It's immensely incredible. And I moved him up pretty aggressively. I think I've got him, I think I moved him top 10. Yeah. Even a little bit more further in there. So he had moved inside the top 10, and, you know, legitimately he belongs in the class of like Roman Anthony and them. I wouldn't actually kill anybody if they were like, hey, Nick Kurtz is like number three on the list. It's a little bit first base wonky sometimes, like you, what you have to do and who you have to be as a hitter to, you know, to be, especially as a first baseman, to be that high, but he's kind of got a lot of that. So Nick Kurtz up. Also, shout out to a favorite that's been on here on Prospect One for a long time, but Augustin Ramirez with now the Miami Marlins, someone that really last year we kind of became obsessed with just the hit tool. The EVs were just, you know, just big, strong EVs all year, consistent EVs, one of those EV50 type of guys. Some strikeout contact things were always looming, but really super athletic as well. Steals bases. I believe it was, I'm not looking at the total stat sheet, but like close to 20-ish or 22, maybe it was last year in the minors so far this year. Average was down a tiny bit around 254, but he had stolen five bases, three homers, and he got the call. He got the call to the majors with the Marlins and came out swinging, stole the base in his first game, attempted a base in his second, doubles, not striking out. Looks great. Looks like it's a really, really big win for a couple of just like the, you know, the early guys on the call-ups. You know, there's some other stuff out there as well. I mean, we could be talking about, you know, I think some other players in the short season that are on the rise. Leo DeVries just hit for the cycle, 5 for 5. I think it was 8 RBI performance hitting for the cycle. Arrows up, man. Bryce Eldridge back at AA after I saw him here. Homer in his first at bat, up arrow. JJ Weatherholt, up arrow. Jack Caglione, 2 hits off of Clayton Kershaw. I mean, in a rehab assignment. It's not the same Clayton Kershaw, but arrow up, dude. Felden Selston, big game. Arrow up. Jordan Lawler, maybe it's starting to click. Arrow up. Luke Kuechel going to the majors as well. So there's a lot of, like, you know, at the top, tippy top, arrows up. While there are some players that are, you know, the obviously what I'm going to say is like the arrow is coming down on some guys, whether it's like missed time or, you know, we're going to talk about Xavier Isaac. There's a little bit of like a arrow down, I think, that's kind of pointed in his direction right now. Charlie Condon's got, like, we're going to also mention him. He's got a real big arrow that's pointing down. Quinn Matthews has had some velo lows. And then on top of all of it, I would say one of the biggest arrows up of any other player besides Nick Kurtz, who we mentioned, I think it was on the last episode, Luis Pena. You know, Luis Pena with the Brewers, they're doing it again. 367, now up to 12 stolen bases, an almost 1,000 OPS, 999, you know, on sale, we'll call it the on sale OPS, 999. Got a homer, hitting some doubles, extra base, got 6 doubles. As a matter of fact, 7 of his 18 hits are extra base right now. They got the dude. So Jesus Mate looks good, but Luis Pena flying up board. So that's like just a, by the way, just a brief little look at, you know, some of the guys in this early onset that have either positively or negatively affected the ranks. They'll come out and then I'll probably next week maybe do a look at 1 month into the season with a rookie ball preview. So that's going to kind of be on the docket for the next little bit. But I don't need to hang here too long with you guys because we got Chris Blessing. Nice long conversation with a set of players, a host of players that I talked about, but I like to intertwine them with like a who'd you rather, where are you sitting on that? So we are going to do that. Want to tell you though, check out Sid's Graphs episodes brought to you by Sid's Graphs. Of course, you can check all of his great stuff out and their stuff at Sid's Graphs on social, on the website, and on eBay. With all these great prospects, some others looming out there. Always excited to tell you whenever I get the word on whether it's, you know, these major leaguers like he did the, it was a Jake Berger and a Michael King signing, or big prospects. And I will always let you know, but go and check out and peruse for yourself, whether it's cards, balls, jerseys, or whatever. Check it out today, Sid's Graphs. But let's take a break. And when we come back, it's Chris Blessing from Baseball HQ. The eyes have got it, my friends. We're doing some live looks.
Say, I like you. I like you so much, I'm going to make you my partner. All you have to do is find the gold, and I'll share it with you 50-50.
Prospect One.
We're getting some live looks from the field with a very, very, very great baseball mind and a very good friend of mine. He is Chris Blessing, C_Blessing on the X if you want to check it out. Of course, all his work over at Baseball HQ. Mr. Chris Blessing, it is great to see you, my friend.
It's good seeing you. I got to see you before my Achilles surgery in November. So that was the last baseball I saw until like 2 weeks ago. So,
I was about to say really, but no, that makes sense. There wasn't a ton unless you were doing spring training.
There wasn't, but I usually go to spring training. I usually do a lot of like amateur stuff, college, high school stuff around here. And it really kind of just got cleared about a week before the season to do some work. So I'm so excited. Been to 4 games so far. Look forward to going another 25 more.
25, well, 25 next month, right? You got to get to a lot.
Like 25, if I get to 25 games with the video that we have these days, I can pretty much cover what I need to cover.
Yeah, it's funny. I was actually talking with someone about that. I some friends out here locally that will come to games and talking about I think it was the very first extended spring training game.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says...
In this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league.
That I went to, it was the Diamondbacks, and there were a couple scouts there, and it was like a Royal Scout, and he was kind of like, whoa, he's like, look, there's like a Royal Scout. And I was like, yeah, I'm like, it's funny, I know how that feels, but I'm like, you got to remember, guys are coming out to these games to just check the boxes off. Like, it doesn't matter. It's not like, ooh, the Royals are here to see like, you know, bop, bop, bop type of player. You'll have like a local area person that is like, oh, I want to check off all these guys to see. And that's kind of how that process works. And the same thing for guys like us. It's like, we want to get some eyes on as many players that are possible. And luckily, you know, you have a different perspective of it too, just because you've got the intertwining minor league parks that are kind of generally around you.
Yes. And like my goal is to get one live look at least. I'm in leagues, unlike where you're at, that have video accessible to the public. So like I can get that video. If a guy's starting, I want to see him, a starting pitcher, I want to see him live. If it's a big known reliever, I want to see him live. So I'll go to maybe more than one game during a series. Last series, I went to 3 Birmingham games. But the reason I went to 3 Birmingham games is 2 of the people we're going to talk about and Grant Taylor were starting. So like I got 3 starters, but I'll be honest, like all the hitters, I probably just needed to see once because I've seen them before. I also have, you know, I have video that I can go and look at. So I make sure I get my side profiles and all that stuff and then go home, splice that together for my scouting purposes. And do the rest off video. You can do 85% off video.
Which is incredible.
15% that I think is so important to get live looks for.
And that's something you and I have always talked about. We've always kind of talked about that 15% because it really is amazing. I've had people that have tracked players' information off of videos I've put out. They've been like, oh, look, this guy is, you know, bop, bop, bop. home to first, you know, and they're taking times and you're looking at swings and stuff like that. But yeah, there's always the intangibles that we'll talk about. It's consistency over bats, or how they, you know, maybe like how they approach themselves getting into a bat or around other players, and the intangibles are kind of fun. So it is always fun to look at some of these live looks, and we're going to look at quite a few players as far as the live look perspective goes. And we're going to talk about just a couple other fun performances that are going out there since I've got you. And we got some big pitching stuff to talk about. It's going to be a little White Sox heavy, so the White Sox fans will be happy about that. But also anybody in like the prospecting world, the White Sox have now have one of like the best systems. And they've got this influx of players that are going to be coming up in the next year or two where, you know, that team could actually be back on the rise. And we've seen plenty of teams that have just built around some youth and just kind of regrouped. The Reds have done a good job about that. And we've got a handful of dudes. But the big thing that's going down with the White Sox are going to be the pitchers, the top three pitchers. And you actually were, I think, are able to get you because you saw Hagen, correct?
Yeah, I saw Hagen Smith as well. I only got 2/3 of an inning, but I got a bunch of pitches because he basically pitch counted his way out of the game,
which can happen with it. And you got all these guys. We don't anticipate that they're going to move off of these players, but very, very fantasy relevant, especially the top two. Since we just mentioned Hagen, give me your take on him, because he had one of the more impressive outings I had ever seen early on after he got drafted. It's a little wonky because it was like a lot of like rookie league, like 18-year-old type of players, and he's a college kid that came in, but he threw nothing but strikes. Even though he was kind of known a little bit more to pitch pitcher, he started kind of playing around with a changeup, looked really great. He's got great stuff, throws, he gets in zone whiffs, which was kind of the thing with him coming out of the draft. It was like, how is that going to continue? You want to see guys get whiffs outside of the zone, because like that's great that it plays in A ball or high A, but are you going to continuously get in zone whiffs only when you get up to the majors? That was kind of his question. So far he's looked great. What did you see out of Hagen Smith?
Well, he didn't look great my start, so I like I said, I got 2/3 of an inning, gave up 2 hits, 2 walks. He did strike out 2, so both outs he recorded were on strikeouts, but a ton of pitches. And so this week, what I'm actually doing is at Baseball HQ on Friday, I'm going to write him up. I'm writing up the video scout videos, my video look of this week, and compare it to the look that I had, which wasn't a great look. So you have one really good look, one really bad look. And how do you scout that? And that's the key thing, is everything is a moment in time, essentially. So my moment in time, just like I had Luis Castillo in AA, just crapped the bed as well. Like in the one time I got to see him, you know, that's not the guy. So what I saw, what was good was, nobody really picked up the fastball. That was the one thing that you could really tell. It's coming from that low 3/4 slot. He's on the first base side of the rubber with crossfire. So like it, he hides the ball, especially the right-handers and, of course, lefties very well. The ball's coming out in this game. He was up to 96. He was, I mean, I felt like he was, he had lost the strike zone so much that he was really kind of just trying to aim the ball. And I mean, you get to a certain pitch count in the minor leagues and even in the major leagues, and they'll take you out even if it's the first inning, and maybe you're going 75 pitches, but in that first inning, you threw 25 or 30 and they're like, oh, we don't want to tax the arm. I saw some great sliders. I also saw a bunch of sliders that, that just hung there. A name that probably it's been maybe 4 or 5 years since he was mentioned on the Prospect One podcast, but Austin Hendricks hit a double off of the hanger. I'll be honest, I don't think I've ever seen Austin Hendricks go extra bases in AA.
Hit. That's amazing. Yeah,
I've had him he's for like the last 2 years, but like, and it was a left on left matchup. And like, I mean, his stuff wasn't crisp. Within his delivery, you could see that his balance wasn't right. His arm slot wasn't right. He just wasn't right. He didn't come out of the bullpen right. Fast forward to the start last week against Biloxi, totally different pitcher. He was, what's the word for it? drifting. He was drifting in the start that I saw him. His body weight was drifting different directions. Like, usually you'll see a guy like drift to third base or first base or drift back or drift front.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not
in this league.
You're
in this league.
I'm the dude.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Get it! I was seeing a guy on one pitch drifting to the first base side, next pitch drifting to the third base side. Like, it just wasn't a good game. It was probably the worst possible look you could possibly get at somebody. But watching him against Biloxi on video, I saw a guy that was in control. His delivery was in control. The stuff was good. I saw a fastball slider. Really, that's what it's at right now. You've got two pitches that are plus, and then it's a let's try to find the third pitch. In my scouted start, I did not see a changeup. I've heard that he's kind of dabbled with a cutter, which makes sense, especially from that arm angle. I mean, right now, I'm not down on him by any means, but again, my look was just a bad look.
So, okay, let me ask you on a couple who'd you rathers. It's all very early. You're getting to take a look. What's lean, Hagen Smith or Jacob Mizorowski?
Smith.
By a wide margin?
By a wide margin. Okay. I've been concerned that Mizorowski is not a starter. Well, I have some concerns about Hagen Smith's command, which I didn't really mention. That, I mean, that goes all the way back to Arkansas. Like, that is not something that's a huge secret. And I do have some issues with his delivery, specifically his arm path, which has been something since Arkansas and something that I've talked to amateur scouts about, too, the draft scouts, I should call them. They're not amateurs. They get paid. but anyway, like I've always seen Mizorowski as a guy that like a better Nate Pearson. And you see what Nate Pearson's career has been like.
Yeah,
it's what it is. So I've always had Mizorowski for the last 2 years kind of in that RP bucket where I don't have Smith in that RP bucket.
Okay. Two more. Hagen Smith or Yarlin Susana. And you can just do quick. We don't have to go crazy with it.
Smith.
Okay. And then, okay. So now that I have that, I'm going to press, let's go. Now I'm second guessing myself. Let's go Hagen Smith or Quinn Matthews, who I know is on the IL right now.
Yeah. And you know, I had Tim Panak on my show, who's been on Prospect One a bunch.
He'll talk up Quinn Matthews. We know what his answer would be.
Well, here's the thing. He saw Quinn Matthews this summer or this spring, and just he wasn't the same guy. Obviously, there's an injury to it and stuff. And, you know, right now, I would definitely say Smith. Healthy, it would be a toss-up for me.
Okay, that's a good resounding on it. The big guy that I wanted to talk about, and I think he is – perceivably one of the top pitching prospects in baseball. And I'm actually going to bring up, and we'll just kind of have in the background here on the video side, your Twitter, which people can check out, C_blessing, which you got some great videos on. And it's Noah Schultz. So again, wherever Noah Schultz lies, if it's Bubba Chandler and then him, and I know I had a long conversation about Noah potentially over Roki with Jeff Ponce, and we were kind of going back about that. But Noah Schultz is absolutely fascinating, one of the top pitching prospects in baseball, and some people having some expectation that he's going to be in the majors relatively soon. Let's hear about your look as we're, I'm just kind of, I got a few of your videos. You'll probably have other stuff on here on the video side. Some two-seamer action. What do we got on Noah Schultz?
So I feel like my scouting report is much clearer now after seeing him. I think the first thing that you'll notice when you're going through this video is how far he's extending compared to previous videos. Previous seasons, he was basically at like, what, 6 foot? He's 6'10". His extension was at 6 foot. Right now, I'd guess it's somewhere between 6'3 and 6'5. So he's getting closer to an average extension. Obviously, what played this out and why he has been so good, there is a lot of movement. Frame, long levers, it's hard to see the ball. With the added extension, it's playing up pitches. It's specifically playing up the two fastballs. He has a four-seamer and a two-seamer. The four-seamer is not that good. But like, he needs to get more extension. Like, that is a key part of this whole development to get to the levels that others are projecting him at right now. I have him projected mostly at SB2, and I'll tell you why. I haven't seen many tall guys make huge adjustments. So, I know Welsh is an Arizona Diamondbacks fan. The key to Randy Johnson, who everybody, when we think of a tall pitcher, that's who we think of.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.